Well, hello there, TGP. It's Monday, July 18th, 2022. This is In the Know, episode 47. Two things. Number one, I got a quarter of the way into recording this and my microphone fell over and I had to catch it. So I had to delete, and this is take number two. That's okay. I figure you'd probably want that rather than hearing the crashing sound that the microphone made. And number two, I have to change that intro in a couple of weeks. I won't be saying, hello there, TGP. I need to figure out a new intro. So if you have any ideas about that, you can reach out and let me know. Handful of announcements. VBS this week, July 20th, 21st, 22nd, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5:30 to 7:30. Dinner is provided. Be there. July 24th, two things. Members meeting right after service to vote on the name change proposals, and then a Sunday evening service at 5 p.m. Let's do some sermon follow-up. There is a link between the acknowledgement that we are sojourners or temporary residents in this life and wisdom. Hopefully, this just makes sense on its face, because you perceive the truth in that statement. But I want to show a more direct biblical link between those two concepts. Yesterday, we made the point that Jacob called his life a sojourn, and that this is appropriate for us as well. Then Jacob called the days of the years of his sojourning few. Our life expectancy is decidedly less than his, so we must understand that therefore our sojourn will be even shorter than his was. So not only are we temporary residents seeking a homeland, but our stay in this foreign land is even more temporary than his was. Therefore, we should all live all of our lives in view of the impermanence and brevity of our lives here. The passage, Psalm 90, verses 10 through 12, makes this same point. And it also, by the way, makes both of Jacob's points from yesterday, that our years are few and evil. Those verses read, "The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80, yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." If God teaches us to number our days, to know and remember that we will die, and in the newsletter right there, I've linked a book called Remember Death, and I think it would be a fantastic read. So if God teaches us to number our days, that we will die and that our years will be short, we will gain a heart of wisdom. Remembering death is something most of us seek to avoid, but here we see that it is actually something which will build us up in wisdom. Like, there's a reason why the book of Ecclesiastes, which mentions death and brevity of life often, is included among the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. Therefore, acknowledging, along with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the faithful saints who have gone before us, that we are strangers and exiles, will be something for us that actually causes our wisdom to grow, bringing our lives more into line with God's truth. A New Testament text which makes this point, among others, is Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16, which says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." Paul tells them that the time is against them. Life is short, and they need to live as wisely as possible, making the best use of all their time. So here are two places in the Bible, Old and New Testament, that connect our knowledge of the brevity of life with wisdom. So if we want wisdom, we'd do well to emulate Jacob's example and conceive of our lives as temporary wanderings as we seek a homeland. Let's talk about anchoring ourselves in our true home. As I think about how to speed up this acknowledgement of our status as strangers and exiles, I come back to, unsurprisingly, Bible reading and prayer. Now, this isn't the flashy five-step answer you might want, but it will do the trick over time. The Bible is an otherworldly book that understands you and dissects your heart as you read it. And as you study it with faith, you come to share God's own thoughts about life, have your priorities shaped to His, and root yourself in an agenda other than your own fleshly one. In short, reading the Bible with faith changes you inside out, including the way you view your life and your purpose. The same can be said of prayer. Prayer is an active appeal for help from another world. It acknowledges that the temporal problems of this world run deeper and have a more fundamental source than we can see, and that the solution, therefore, cannot be temporal things or fleshly fixes. We must ask the transcendent God to intervene in a personal way in this world. And doing this will align us to the agenda and priorities of heaven rather than solely those of earth. Like Jesus taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Both Bible reading and prayer are ways in which we can turn our eyes to Christ, who is the way home for us weary sojourners. We will be reminded of His glorious sacrifice, covered afresh in His grace, and led to worship at His footstool when we avail ourselves of these common means of grace that are by no means merely common. As I promised yesterday, in the newsletter, you can look at those headlines again from Jacob's Sojourn, and you can see where I got those from in the text of Genesis, the chapters and verses. And then I've also linked that song, Almost Home, by Matt Boswell and Matt Papa. I've got a YouTube video with a lyric, like with the lyric video, and then I've got a Spotify link as well. So press on toward that blessed shore. Oh, praise the Lord, we're almost home. Weary sojourner, you are almost home. Have a great week. I love you, people.